Welcome to Palestine Today, service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Wednesday, September 29, 2010. Israel opens one border crossing in Gaza and keeps the other closed, and deny entry of Nobel Peace Prize winner. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli authorities detained Tuesday Irish Nobel Peace Prize laureate Mairead Maguire at the Ben-Gurion International Airport and refused to allow her into the country. She was later on escorted to a flight bound to Britain despite legal appeals to allow her into the country. Maguire flew to Israel on Tuesday morning after a flight from Frankfurt, Germany, as part of a peace delegation of women, including five other Nobel Peace Prize laureates. Israel previously issued a permanent order banning Maguire from entering the country for her participating in Solidarity Flotillas sending humanitarian aid to the besieged Gaza Strip. Judy Williams, an American Nobel Prize recipient who intended to be part of the delegation with Maguire, stated that preventing entry to Maguire is of a great concern to the people who dedicate their lives for peace. In the meantime, one Palestinian resident was wounded by Israeli military fire when he was working in one of the evacuated settlements in the Gaza Strip Wednesday morning. Palestinian medical sources confirmed that Mohammed Youssef Maarouf, 23 years old, was wounded in the foot after the Israeli army opened fire at him when he was collecting ballast in the former Mikhlad Dugit settlement near Beit Lahia in the northern part of the coastal region. Several families in the Gaza Strip get most of their income by collecting metal and other materials from destroyed structures. Israeli authorities ordered the Karm Abu Salim border crossing between Israel and the Gaza Strip to open, but kept Al-Mintar crossing closed for the entry of goods. Raed Fattouh, head of the committee in charge of the entry of goods to the Strip, stated that approximately 90 trucks of aids and goods were slated to enter through Al-Mintar terminal, in addition to pumping small amounts of diesel and cooking gas to the power plant stations. On the other hand, the Viva Palestina 5 Solidarity Flotilla heading to the Gaza Strip arrived late Tuesday in Istanbul, and its activists held a press conference at a cultural center. Head of the Turkish Humanitarian Relief Foundation, Bülent Yıldırım, said that Egypt will likely allow the flotilla into the Gaza Strip in order to deliver the supplies. Egyptian authorities had previously stated that former British parliamentarian George Galloway, head of the flotilla, will not be allowed to enter Egypt as he was expelled out of the country when Egypt refused to allow a previous solidarity convoy to enter the besieged Gaza Strip. By this, we come to the end of our report for today. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. Been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center. For more updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and George Rishmawi.